Hey folks, it's Doc from DLC. It's the 24th of June. I've caught up with Paul Johnson of Metal Tiger. Morning, Paul.
Morning.
So, naturally, the market's been informed that you guys have raised 300,000 quid at a price of 0.90, I believe. Now, usually at this point, you know, the director of the company comes on and starts to tell people what a wonderful business it is and why they should buy the stock. Seems that the retail market at the minute want to kind of handcuff companies if they speak before or after placings. Naturally, you should say nothing at all, which again, you get punished for. I'm not quite sure what the right thing to do is in these situations, so I'll hand over to you. You can perhaps tell us a little bit about the raise and what you think's going on within the markets currently.
So what you're saying to me is I can't say it's a wonderful business, necessarily.
What I am saying is you can say whatever you like.
we think we've got a great business. We think it's been, it's actually just over a year old. I think it was last week we hit 1 year since we changed the name of the company to Metal Tiger, and it became MTR. Fundraisings are always a tricky issue. The market gets very sensitive. Almost at any time in the resources cycle in our space, if people raise money, you will upset somebody. Quite how people think you can actually continue your business operations if you're operating in this side of the market, I don't know, because it's a cash burn model. You bring money in, you spend it, and you hope to spend it wisely. And if you can't bring cash in and if you can't spend it wisely, you have no hope of a small listed resources business. But we're bringing in money relatively comfortably. We're bringing it in when we want it, when we need it. We try and raise money in a manner that does not harm the existing investor base. So sensible pricing on the issues. And I suppose it's compensation for that sensible pricing to a degree. We attach warrants at twice the share price so that the people giving us money without these horrible discounts can get some real upside. And we charge the company with sufficient funds to give us security for the medium term so that people don't worry about the finances of the business, but also give us the financial resources to do a few interesting things. And that's the key, really, is being able to identify new opportunities to add to the existing portfolio and do things that on occasions will please people, sometimes surprise people, and sometimes with these things, you know, you frustrate people with what you do because they don't necessarily agree with you. But we're supposed to manage the business and make decisions for the shareholders, and that's what we do. So yeah, we're excited at the moment.
Every company is always excited at this point.
I know. Isn't that the most overused word?
Other than significant, then yeah, excited is the one. So all right, you've got. I know that the investments that you made are all doing pretty well. We know that you've announced recently that you've had some decent assays from the tungsten project, and this other investments that you made that. Them companies are developing onwards. You know, what can people expect from you in over the, you know, perhaps going in throughout summer, going into autumn? What can shareholders expect from you?
Right. Okay. Well, with a basic understanding that the business has two parts to it. One is direct equities, which is where we invest in AIM listed securities at the moment. We're also having a very close look at Canada now because the pricing in Canada is astonishing for resource companies, perhaps even worse in terms of undervaluation than AIM. But the idea behind direct equities is to make money, surprise, surprise, and then feed that money into the direct project arm of the business to enable us to undertake joint ventures with companies on the ground and do real exploration and project development. So with that model in mind, you can expect various news, I guess, on the direct equity side of the business. We are going to carry on investing. Sometimes we pop our head above the parapet and we have to disclose what we're doing. Sometimes we don't. And that really depends upon the size of the investment as to whether or not we would go Logothon project with gold and tungsten targets is progressing exceptionally well. We bought our own little drill rig because we didn't want to faff around. Get on with the business of punching quite a few shallow holes in the ground, and we've had really good tungsten mineralization identified across the really good strike and really good grade so far. So that's looking fabulous, and for one of our first projects, it's brilliant. So there'll be lots more news flow with regard to Spain. In Thailand, our first operational program started earlier on this year, and we should be updating the market soon on that. Obviously, it's a bit difficult to be specific at this point in time, but we're hugely interested and optimistic with regard to Thailand and the opportunities it offers for us. We have operations active in that we're funding in Tanzania with Kibo Mining on Morogoro on a gold project. We're just waiting for some assay data to come back. We also have a joint venture with Kibo on a uranium group of licenses at Pinewood, and hopefully we'll have some news out with regard to our next steps there in due course. And then we have collaborations with Ariana in Turkey and Eurasia in Russia, and we're hoping for some progress with those collaborations as time goes on.
So it's fair to say then, you're being busy, you're quite busy, and you naturally, I'm sure, securing further finance to be even busier. Are you going to become the busiest people on AIM?
I think we might already be, to be honest. I don't know if busy is necessarily a good. We are busy, but everything we do has got to really generate proper value. Because we are, by definition, a proxy for investors who are looking to invest in the natural resource space, but perhaps want to have somebody not do it for them, but invest in an organisation that's doing a lot of those different things in resources, and that's what we're trying to do. And pretty much everything that we're engaging with is exciting, to use that word again, exciting, interesting, news flow providing stuff. It's working out exceptionally well at the moment. We're really pleased with the progress. And we think we can do a little bit more. We want to get people to focus on the fact that our direct equities arm is there to provide funds for our direct project business. And the direct project side of things is going to be the real value driver for the company and for shareholders. There are literally opportunities coming into us all the time. Ironically, since the fundraising announcement went out yesterday, we've had another two contacts from different people or organisations with further opportunities. So it's feeding in all the time. We've got a lot of things that need to be assessed and things that we need to do to determine if we should proceed with certain opportunities. But we think it's just going to be a hugely exciting and shareholder engaging balance of 2015.
All right, well, listen.
Our job. We're not doing anything other than our job. As an investing company, we should not just be sat there just tinkering with the market. You can only make money if you're highly proactive and getting on with things. You can't sit in a little office in London and pretend, and that's not what we're about.
All right, well, you did exciting as a word, a lot of justice today. Appreciate you for coming on, and hopefully we'll hear more about the exciting future that you've got ahead of you soon.
Yeah, I hope so too. We're working on lots of different things.
All right, take care, Paul.
Okay, cheers. Thanks for your time.
All right, mate.